Girl Scouts of the USA are probably best known for making and selling cookies. They even got a big plug during this year's Academy Awards.
So I want you all to know, it would mean so much to my two little girls if we could beat Linda Dunn. So I want you to reach into your millionaire pockets, and I want you to buy some of my daughter's Girl Scout cookies. Look at my babies up there. Are you going to deny my princesses some cookies? All right.
But the organization has been expanding its reach in recent years, including an emphasis on STEM. That direction was strengthened by Ana Maria Chavez, who became CEO of the national organization in 2013. Chavez is the first woman of color to lead the organization, and she was a Girl Scout herself while growing up in Eloy, Arizona. Ana, what's the biggest impact being a Girl Scout had on you and the direction you wanted to go in life?
So early on, you know, our troop leaders would say, you know, Ana, if you're concerned about the environment, what are you going to do about it? And so for us, it was, you know, the ability to become a philanthropist at our age by selling cookies, using that revenue to actually fund our Take Action projects. And it just instilled this passion in me to make a difference.
Why has the organization increased its focus on STEM education?
Well, for us, of course, we need to prepare these young ladies for their future. And we know that STEM is no longer a niche market. It is the market. And if girls are interested in it, but, however, our research shows that as early as fourth grade, they're getting the perception that perhaps they can't do math and science, that they shouldn't be raising their hands in class and saying, you know, I have the answer to that formula. So we use our Girl Scout programming to give them that opportunity to do hands-on STEM program to learn that they can do it, so when they go back to school, they have the confidence to take those courses in high school and then in college.
How important is it for there still to be an organization that is focused on just girls and raising their awareness of serious issues?
Well, recently our Girl Scouts actually took to Twitter to say, you know what, equal pay is the way to go. And so even at an early age, girls know that there is a disparity. Unfortunately, they see it in the media. They see it in the fact that the leadership structure in this country doesn't resonate with them. That leadership message isn't something that girls want to, one, look up to and then replicate. Girls love to bring people together, convene around an issue, and then empower others to take action. And so for us, we're trying to get girls to understand they can do this now. And going back to our model, you know, we create a safe space with other girls to really say, hey, as girls, we can take on an issue. And then we surround them with supportive adults who make it happen for them.
Ana, is it still good for the Girl Scouts to be so closely associated with making and selling cookies?
We love the fact that our cookie program is the largest entrepreneur program for girls in the world. It is the largest girl-run business. It's amazing. And again, they raise the revenue that stays local. They use it for their Take Action projects. And what they're doing day-to-day in cookie season is they're running a business. They're learning about, you know, supply chain. They're understanding, you know, how to do a cold call, how to knock on a door and ask a stranger to invest in her business. And they understand what no means. I recently heard this great story of a woman who is in business. She's a salesperson. She has a quota she has to meet every week, and she has to make a lot of cold calls. And she was saying that she feels sorry for the other people that work around her because she had so many no's selling Girl Scout cookies growing up that she's developed resiliency around it, and she just keeps on plugging. And that's what we're, again, allowing girls the opportunity to develop business skills at the earliest ages, and letting them understand that with that investment in their education and the investment in their local communities, they can make a difference. And we really, really want to thank everybody out there, from Chris Rock and to all those neighborhood parents who allow girls to sell cookies and they're buying cookies. They're investing not only in a girl, but the future of this country.
And Ana, finally, do you have a favorite cookie?
I do have a favorite. It's called the Samoa.
Ana Maria Chavez is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA, and she's also an Arizona native.